Paco is planning to keep part of the original underground look when the long-shuttered Franklin Square Station reopens, but the head house will be new. KYW's Mike DiNardo got a tour of the construction at 7th and Race.
Watch your step coming up through here.
Few people have seen the Franklin Square platform since the station closed in 1979, but Patco executives, along with a reporter, got an underground tour of the ghost station last week. Delaware River Port Authority Chief Engineer Mike Venuto says the station is getting new lighting, communications, and electrical systems, but the green and white 1930s-era tiles will remain.
We're going to still use the existing tiles that are down there and those existing colors.
Starting early next year, work will begin above ground to build a glass-enclosed head house with a green roof. DRPA CEO John Hansen says the authority took steps to preserve as much of the Franklin Square Park as possible.
We entered into formal agreements designed to protect the green space.
About 1,300 daily riders are projected to use the station. It's expected to reopen by the summer of 2024. At Franklin Square, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.